Three, two, one, ghost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 3, 2, 1, Ghost. I'm your host with the silent G, Kyle, and as always, joined by my pal, Natalie. Hey, Natalie, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, everybody. We are jumping back to the 80s. I think it's been a minute, hasn't it? I'm not
A
gonna.
month.
Yeah,
Be a
so
month.
we always try to sneak in an 80s one too, especially a slasher. You know, like granted, we've been doing the screams each month this year, but with that's separate. That's something special. You know, we always want to make sure we're throwing a slasher in on top of that. So that's why you get your Valentines and your, you know, what else do we do? I don't know. But we're gonna do more. Don't worry. But hey,
But
everybody.
would you consider this a slasher? We talked about this, but I still don't know if I would consider it a slasher.
I mean, it slashes more than it chops.
I have some thoughts about that too.
So, hey everybody, we're talking about the 1986 shopping mall horror blood bath chopping mall. Directed by Jim Wynorski. Also written by our boy Jim Wynorski with Steve Mitchell, produced by Julie Corman. That name sounds familiar because it does. She is the wife of the recently passed Roger Corman. Rest in peace, legend.
R.I.P.
Yeah. And then starring a bunch of people who I don't know if I've seen in other things. I mean,
Other than one
and Barbara
or
Crampton.
two. Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly Maroney, Tony O'Dell, John Terleski, Russell Todd, Paul Bartel, Mary Warrenov, and our girl, industry legend, Barbara Crampton.
Love her.
This cast is pretty good. I think everybody is pretty game, pretty fun for
Yeah,
this.
they're into it. They're selling it for sure.
Really, my main gripe is that this is a very white movie.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any people of color in this entire movie, even in the background. No, maybe one of the janitors.
Maybe one of the janitors, but I don't remember the other two janitors other than the our main janitor that
The
gets
main guy.
killed.
One thing, I'm just gonna go out front and say, I think maybe my favorite thing about this movie is fucking Chuck Cyrano coming in fucking clutch on this music.
The music is so good.
How good is the music in this movie? I love it. It's this.
That you think that too, because the whole time I was watching it, watched it twice in the last 2 days, I was like, yeah, this movie it has really good music. So fun.
Natalie's shared in a number of different episodes on how she just listens to scores of horror movies, you know, like just to chill out, you know, or just when, you know, just doing your day to day, right? And listening to
Totally
this,
normal to do that.
totally normal. But I was listening to this and being like, I could see this playing in your house as you're just like getting your day going,
Just
you
like
know?
that, it's a good like cleaning score, I think.
Yeah.
Or like a business montage. I could see that.
So, you know, shopping malls were certainly in their heyday in the 80s, early 90s. Were you ever much of a mall rat as a kid?
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, because where we grew up, like where we were going to high school, there was nothing else to do. So the mall was it. Like I was always at the mall, absolutely, all the time.
And that mall came in about the time I moved to that town. And believe me, all, I mean, it's blown up a little bit, but
The
it
mall
used
still
to be,
sucks.
the mall still sucks, kind of always sucked. And I worked at that, we both worked at that mall, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was at the movie
We
theater,
could
and
have, this could have been us.
this very well could have been us. It used to be like a sheep farm, like honestly, like until like the year or two before I moved in. And then I think the mall was finished being built. I don't know. I remember it being under construction though, but it
Yeah.
wasn't, but y'all, this was like 1999, 2000. I'm not trying to like date myself like super far back, but I guess that is Jesus. That is 25 years ago.
But malls were still very different 20 years ago than they are now, and even more so in the 80s, because when I saw the pet store in this movie in the mall, I was like, oh shit. There was puppies and like pet stores in the mall that like we hung out in at high school, like in the early 2000s. That was still a thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's wild.
So weird.
And pet stores in general, y'all go to a rescue. Come on, do the right thing. Go to your local animal rescue or your local animal shelter. That's how you get your pets. Please do not. I have a lot of pet thoughts in this
He
podcast,
does.
so this won't be the end of it.
No.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember, gosh, how many times, I think you and I probably like double dated probably a number of times at that fucking mall.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. 'Cause like, what else do you fucking do? Like, and there really
Yeah.
wasn't anything else to do. There was one, all ages like dance hall at the end of the Old Town area, which I'm very proud of myself. I've never been to,
Me
and
either.
I am good. It just seemed so
Well, like,
uncool, even if I was doing something very super uncool. I don't know.
I don't think you could call anything that we weren't doing uncool because I was just about to
Yeah.
say, like, we were at the mall because we were like, we were not cool. So we were like going to like parties and things like that, like, or at least regularly. Yeah, that was not a normal thing for me.
Yeah, it was more like going to the mall, and then like I just remember often it was me and your husband. We would go to the mall because we were bored, or we go see a Star War, as you do, and get into some shit, and then like maybe like get bored and go to like a construction site like late at night. And we wouldn't really get into too much trouble. Mostly we would just like cry about like not having girlfriends and shit.
Yeah, that
And
sounds right.
yeah. And just talk about how just like emotional, you know, we got from like the last like Red Hot Chili Peppers record or something. I don't know. So it was, I have feelings, okay? I'm from Southern California and I've got feelings, god damn it. So it was certainly a vibe, in Southern California in the late 90s into the aughts. But yeah, I mean, it was just such a central part of me being, you know, just like that preteen into teens, and then even in my early 20s, because then I was working at the movie theater there, which I mean, like it was literally the only other thing you could do. But and even then, the movie theater is by extension just part of the mall, right? But it's like either you go fuck around at the mall, or you go see a movie, or you know, you probably go just like drink and smoke weed, you know, like all the cool kids were doing. But I wasn't doing that just yet. But it's so, but now, gosh. At least up here in the Seattle area, malls are either,
Depressing.
yeah, they're either like booming, like super like bougie wealthy, like I'm thinking like Bellevue area, or it's like everywhere else where it's like malls are like fucking depressing, just like just old, just
Well,
empty husks that just remind you of like this is the symbolism of this is what late stage capitalism looks like.
I think the issue with malls anywhere but California is there's a few that stand out. Like there's always like one big mall probably in every state that like I mean like I've worked in malls my whole life. Like I've been, you know, been in retail for a long time. And there's always these giant malls, but like Southern California especially is known for fucking amazing malls. People like travel from around the world just to go to the malls, which is wild to me, but like they want to shop. Like they want to shop real hard and like in fancy, fancy places. So the malls are different. But in the 80s, malls were still a place where they were trying to get it to be like, you could do all the things here, like all of your community could happen here. So that's why it has like the hardware store and, you know, a pet store. And you could, like, Sears had fucking everything that you would ever need for your house. Like, you could get everything at a mall, and it really fucked small businesses and all of those places up. But malls were very different. And I think this mall, so this is LA. I don't know if it's supposed to actually be in LA because there's a lightning storm, but which brings us back to like Death Becomes Her. Like,
I
why are
was
there
gonna
lightning and
say,
thunderstorms?
if
Like,
there's a lightning storm in Southern California, there is a pretty healthy percent chance that something supernatural is going to happen
Something
because of it.
supernatural or spooky is happening.
This
Absolutely.
it's supposed to be Beverly Center, but it wasn't filmed there. So the exteriors, because it shows your it
That's
shows
Beverly
a
Center. It still looks
and
like, well, kind of like that on the outside. They have that weird escalator that like lights up. It looks a lot different, less 80s, but it's still there.
And the interiors were, it was the Sherman Oaks Galleria, which I've never been
Yeah.
to. Have you?
Yes, I've been to both of those malls, of course. But it looks very different now, obviously. And I read some interesting things, like 'cause they filmed this in like an actual mall, and they were just, like, 'cause it's supposed to be overnight, so that works out perfectly because then no one's there. But they were like, whatever damage you do, like, you're gonna have to fix it. And they're like, yeah, sure. So I'm like wondering, I'm like, how much of this was actually like in the mall? And then they have like those, like you can almost see like when it's a set versus when it's a mall, like when they're blowing up like a storefront, like the paint store is definitely not the Sherman Oaks Galleria.
And I don't know if the Sherman Oaks Galleria has a command center with scientists, in
I
their
hope it
lab
does.
coats. Yeah.
If anyone works at the Sherman Oaks Galleria or shops there often, let us know.
Let us know. And if those security doors are still there. This movie, there is some analysis on this movie in terms of, what it says about capitalism, especially like, Reagan era excess, right? I mean, it does a little bit, like in the sense where it's like, I remember in the beginning where it's like, well, who is this supposed to protect, right? And, this idea that like you have this robot that is, I mean, even if it's supposed to be working well, this robot, even if
It's
it's
still
working how
violent.
it's still very violent and is still,
Yeah.
I'm just imagining just the liability, how that comes into play. Like how soon, I mean, even
How
a,
soon
even
is it going to start shooting someone in the face, like while they're looking for their ID? What if you accidentally left it at home? You're just fucked.
gosh, you see it, especially right now, whenever, there's like large scale like protests and stuff going on when, windows get smashed in. It's like everyone seems to really care about protecting your property rather than protecting people. And that is, I think, what the movie is clearly trying to nudge, nudge, wink, wink at, is that these robots are just there to protect the jewelry, not to protect people by any means.
Which is kind of, I mean, I'm sure that this is like part of it, but it's a little bit silly because all of these stores, especially in malls, like they are heavily insured. Like they're gonna be okay if they get robbed. It like I'm sure there were more, maybe more small business owners in malls, but even then, I actually don't think that was the case in the 80s. I could be wrong. But I, as far as I understood, like in order to be in a mall then, like you needed to be a name that people recognized because they wanted it to be like a hub, like a powerful hub that people wanted to go to. So like they're insured, they're fine. I love the idea of having armed robots that will just, yeah, like what, like you said, like what if they're working properly, like they're still meant to attack, which is hilarious.
Yeah, like even a perfectly functioning RoboCop, I mean, is still this robot that shoots people. I don't
Yeah.
know if this is a good idea.
No. Yeah,
So
and especially there's so many, like if you've ever worked in a mall, like you know, like people stay after hours, like they can get in and out. There's a reason why there's human security guards. Like you, they don't, not everyone just leaves all at the same time. Like there's some stores are open or like there's employees in them 24/7. So this concept is very flawed. And I also have a lot of questions about how this map works.
The movie starts with it's a commercial, I guess, to demonstrate the usefulness of this robot. Like you said, even when it's working as it's supposed to, I just don't think we should be like tranquilizing fucking people. That seems a little excessive.
Yeah. What are its abilities? Let's go over that really quick because I want to see if I even remember all of them. I tried to write them down and I don't know if I did. So it can tranquilize, we know that.
Yeah. Well, and
And
then
tase.
Entes, yes. So also it has C4 and can use it as explosives. It also
Laser
has
eyes
laser eyes, which
that
I'm
can
like,
shoot and or cut. Like it can like do a beam or like shoot out like Star Wars style.
yeah. So why is that part of its features? I think those features were there before the lightning strike. So,
They
okay.
were, yeah, to cut through debris, it said.
Oh, right.
What, I don't know what situation it would need to cut through debris.
And then clearly, as you're seeing, all the property damage caused by these robots has to be greater than whatever diamonds they're trying to save by
Oh,
tasing somebody and killing
absolutely.
them.
Because
Yeah.
the mall is going to have to pay for the repairs to the for the property damage, but the jeweler, again, is insured. They're good.
Yeah, I know. That's wild. So this movie starts with this commercial, right, trying to demonstrate the abilities of this thing.
Oh, right.
What is it about, these people who are these criminals, like lower level criminals, right? Like in movies like this, I think of like the ones like in the beginning of like Batman and then also in RoboCop and a few others, like something like they always have to just look kind of just a little dirtier and a little sweatier than
Yes, of
everybody else.
course.
Yeah,
They're
just to
very
be
dirty and
very
sweaty.
clear.
Yes, they're criminals. That's how we know that they're criminals. Like it as a kid, as soon as I saw someone that looked dirtier and sweatier, I was like, "Oh, they are a villain. I fucking know it. That guy is sweating so hard."
Yeah, that's rough. Also, it's also 100 degrees outside.
It's also I feel like there's a missed opportunity that in this movie an actual criminal doesn't try to like break into the mall. Like that would have been fun. It could have been an extra kill. Like why
Right.
couldn't someone be robbing the mall while these kids are like just happening to have a party too? Could have been fun.
I hear that. So it's kind of fake out and shows that it's a commercial. You've got the inventor who's not even trying to sell it to this group, who I assume are the owners of all of these and managers of all of these stores, because he's like, "Hey, y'all, this is already happening, so don't even worry about it. They're all going live in like a week or two." So, this movie just throws me off my fucking guard for a minute. It's like,
That couple in the beginning,
what the fuck is up with this couple? And
they're the best. They're so fun. The eye rolls, like they're the only, okay, they're the only ones that are acting that way. Like no one else in the movie
no.
acts that way, and that's why I love them so much, because they're just this, like you said, like what is their deal? No one knows. They're great.
First. And just all of their like mannerisms and the like their facial expressions that they make, especially the woman, it makes no sense to me. And what does she do? Like, I wrote down a couple of their quotes. Well, first calling them, they're like the Three Stooges, which I'm like, okay, just because there's three of
Yeah,
them,
because there's
okay,
three.
lazy. The middle one has an unpleasantly ethnic quality
Oh
to
yeah.
it.
I wrote that
What?
down too. What is that? What?
What?
We being racist and against the robots?
He's like just trying to figure out a way just to remind everybody I'm racist, even if there's nothing for me to be racist about going on,
This is
I'm gonna
all white
still
people in
just
this
throw it out.
entire mall.
Yeah, Jesus. And then of course they remind me of your mother. And you're like, you always gotta get a
Also
jab at,
lazy.
yeah, always, yeah, very lazy. What's this about getting jabs at mother-in-laws? I love my mother-in-law, and I'm gonna put that right here to recording.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is great too. Yeah, it's important that they know that. I don't think that I've met anyone who like really had a terrible, terrible relationship with their mother-in-law either. Like maybe that's just a weird coincidence, but yeah, people are always going after the mother-in-laws.
Now, I've had girlfriends' mothers who were not always the biggest fans of me, but I was also a dumbass little teenager, so that's fair too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you've got I do like where it's like He says something like, believe me, everything's been tested, nothing will go wrong. And then
Yeah, so
chopping
confident.
mall, chopping mall. And then the fucking music starts going, which, oh, again, I love this music. I love this opening sequence.
This 80s mall montage.
It's pretty good. Like you said,
It's
everything's
so
going
great.
on. You've got
Everything's happening there.
you got the hardware store. You've got this weird thing with, with the kid and his ice cream. And these really weird, like, yeah, super weird sped up shots and these weird sound effects came over this great music though.
Yeah, the woman with the tray of like 10 sodas that's just with no lids, just
You knew she was never gonna make it. You knew it.
knew she was not gonna make it. Absolutely not. The guy tripping with the boxes on the escalator where all of the like beauty pageant contestants are in their like swimsuits coming down the escalator. It all feels very 80s in the best way.
That's what I was thinking too, where you're like, gosh, you can get your pet store, your hardware, you can get, your department store, and then also go check out a beauty pageant while
All of
you're
it.
getting your fucking Wetzel's pretzels or Auntie Anne's, depending where you are regionally. Some places have both, and that's insane.
That is insane that you'd need two pretzel places. But you know,
Stop it.
everyone has their one. Everyone has their one that they choose. So
And yours is?
mine's Auntie Anne's, and there's none around here.
Mm.
I like to be kind of gross sometimes and have a Wetzel dog. They make me sick every single time. That's the only reason why I say that they're gross, because they taste delicious. But
Yeah.
Auntie Anne's, that's the one.
It's been forever since I've had an Orange Julius.
Oh, I love Orange Julius.
That was like a mall staple.
Yeah.
Dang, y'all, we're gonna be really nostalgic about mall shit
Yeah. I
this
know.
episode.
Hopefully, yeah, like hopefully everybody has spent. I mean, if you've watched this movie, you probably have spent time in a mall, right?
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
So we're introduced to our two of our main characters, Allison and Susie, played by Barbara Crampton. Who and again, there's always some detail that just throws me off in every single scene. And
Okay.
this one, who on earth is having coffee with their pizza? Barbara Crampton's running around with a pot of coffee and be like, oh, let me get you some more. And he's like burn himself on the heat of the pizza. And he's getting coffee, and I'm like, hold on, hold on. Who's doing this? I
That feels
almost.
like a weird mall thing. Like you'd be able to get coffee and pizza at one place.
That's weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have to get this out of the way now. Barbara Crampton is the only one that looks and dresses like the age that she's playing. Everyone else is so incredibly like 80s fashioned up that they look like they're like 40 to me. Like Allison looks like she could be 40 with that fucking haircut. And the sweater.
Yeah, the plaid shirt and the sweater. Yeah, that'll do it.
It's pretty rough. So I just have to get that out of the way because I feel like I don't want to bring it up a thousand times, but I can't tell how old anyone in this movie is. They also like are super mean to the guy who comes in there often. They're like fat shaming him. And what'd she say? Okay, I wrote down her quote. That orca beaches here every night. Can you imagine saying that out loud about someone? That's fucking terrible.
And then who does she say has a Mojave brain? What the fuck is that about? I'm like, oh my God, y'all, this is terrible. Stop it.
Yeah, the conversations start off pretty rough, but she does say that the party will be good times to the max, which is fun.
Love that. And I love before the scene ends, you have to have your one quick cut back to that guy. And he says, waitress, more butter. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Then it just.
Yeah.
Who are you having butter on your pizza? What are you doing?
I mean, it must be a full-on diner. They have to have a full menu. Maybe they're known for their pizza and coffee, but they have a full menu as well.
I don't know if a place is known for both its pizza and its coffee.
Okay, if it's a pizzeria, they might also have like garlic bread or garlic knots or something, and he might want more butter for that.
Oh, I think he might want some coffee to dip his garlic knots in. Ugh, that sounds terrible.
Gross.
Yeah, super gross. Before we're introduced to the rest of the group, these robots come alive. And it is always just some random lightning strike. That's why I don't fuck with lightning, because if
You
something that's
shouldn't.
inanimate gets struck by lightning, there is a chance Not only will it become animate, but it'll be angry. And I guess I would be too.
I'm a little bit astonished by the man in the beginning giving that presentation and saying nothing could go wrong. Yet, we didn't even do enough quality assurance testing for the like whatever that breaker is that's on top of the fucking building. It got
No.
struck by lightning once, and now these robots are just fucking off the rails. So, what did we test? Like, what would have happened if it like rained? Like, who knows? So, it's a little bit surprising that he was feeling so confident.
Well, I mean, if you're piloting the project in Southern California, like you said, the low chance of lightning storms, that makes sense.
He's
That's why
like,
you
just
don't put.
skip that one. Skip the lightning test.
Yeah, be like, oh yeah, we tried. No, we tried this at Mall of America, and they started getting murderous very quickly, just due to the weather situation over there.
We're moving into SoCal.
Yeah, first tried King of Prussia, then we went to Mall of America. It just got less murderous as we moved to the West Coast, so we're just gonna settle here. Trust us, it's gonna be fine. I love this dude just in a lab coat, just hanging out at the mall, with
Did
his,
he need a lab coat?
I mean, to look official, I would.
You'd think he'd be dressed like a security guard,
Well, he's not.
not a
He's a,
scientist.
well, I mean, he's a
Like an
doctor.
engineer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think so.
Do
And
engineers wear, this might be a dumb question, but do engineers wear lab coats?
yeah, just the ones at the mall, I guess. I
He's
don't
like,
know.
he's an engineer of like, would it be? Would you be a robotics engineer or like not an electrical engineer? Because an electrical engineer would have known that fucking lightning would have made these robots murder people.
I don't know if you ask any electrical engineer that they would confirm the science behind that, but I hope they would.
I would hope they would know. Yeah.
I like this dude's vibe, you know. It was the 80s. We didn't have our phones, so we had to bring posters of naked women to look at work.
I took a note of that too. I was like, because we didn't have porn on our phones to just have in our pockets, like he went out of his way to bring physical media of porn with him to work because he just couldn't wait. He's gonna be
Yeah.
bored all night. Yeah.
Yeah. He's already eaten through half that donut. He's like, what am I supposed to do with myself? Now I'm hyped up on fucking cake donut sugar and energy and shit. I gotta displace this somewhere. But he dies pretty quick, and that is our first kill of the movie.
Yeah, I guess that's the other life-threatening ability that they have is their little like their little claw crab hands can actually like just fucking snap your neck, right?
Snap, just kind of pinch and tear out, I
Yeah.
guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost looked like a little chest burster, little hand just right
I
through
love
them.
it. Yeah, I like when it rolls around and it does its little snappy hands, like it's a little
They look like
crab
a
robot.
crab. Yes.
I
When they
love
go and when
it.
they go in their like defensive stance with their arms up and they like click with their little hands.
I love it. I
It's
love it so
cute,
much.
actually. It's quite cute.
The robots are pretty cute. I like them.
Yeah, they don't look threatening.
The next two scenes are introducing you to the rest of our group. So you've got Ferdy, Mike, and Paul, who, I mean, I think are at least kind of friends, but they all work together. And
Yeah, I think Ferdy is just he's like by proximity part of the group, but not
yeah.
maybe like, yeah, they're nice enough to him.
I wouldn't say Mike is, but Paul
Mike's
is. And I
kind of a
think,
dick. Yeah.
yeah. And I like Mike too. Actually, I like all the characters in this movie.
I do too. And I think, let's see. I think Mike. Yeah, I think Mike is pretty fucking hot. So just gonna get that out of the way. I like Mike. I do.
I love when he leaves and just yells back, quack, quack. I'm like, Mike, you're wild and I love it and I love you. I love
Love
that
Mike.
hair. I
I
just
love
love
the
that,
hair.
just the fiendish look on his face at all times. My only gripe, well, I wouldn't say only, who knows,
There's a lot of
but
gripes with the men
yeah,
in this movie.
but I have a gripe with slasher movies sometimes is because, gosh, sometimes the most fun person just gets killed off first. Like I wanted to see
I
Mike
know.
react a little more. Mike and Leslie, react a little bit more.
Okay, Leslie's kind of annoying, but she is at least entertaining. But
Yeah.
Mike, I would have liked to have seen, I agree, like more of him throughout the movie for sure.
Like, don't get me wrong, his confidence and his hubris, he would have died third or fourth, if not second, but or third, I guess, because there's another scientist kill. But so we're introduced to the three of them. They want to hold a party and inside this clothing store. And that's why you got to keep Ferdy happy, because Ferdy is, again, a little bit of the Nepo baby of the group, right? Because his uncle owns the place. He is the Timothy Chalamet to his uncle's whatever the fuck's the dude that direct
Slenderman.
yeah the dude that directed Leprechaun 2 and Idlehands. And then we also are introduced to Rick and Linda, who I like a lot.
He should have been the final couple.
I think so too.
Yeah, because they're like, first of all, Rick and Linda, like they're a hot duo. Like they're looking good. Like I could get into that, but they should have been the final couple. Like I think it would have been fun if you thought it was Allison and Ferdy, but really, you get Rick and Linda. They're cute.
So Linda is friends with Susie, and that's how they got invited over here. They're recently married. They put all of their wet or all their wedding money into like a car mechanic shop. Pretty
They're
situation.
mechanics.
So then a second scientist dies. That dude's pretty funny. He comes in and he's like, "Oh, sorry, it was all you can eat at the pork corral," or whatever the fuck he was saying. And again, I just couldn't get over his like dirty sneakers. And I'm like, what are you doing getting that shit on the table? But he sits down, and then he gets killed pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, super fit. Like they had to be the first to go.
Yeah. Just to know, like, okay, look, a threat is here. But then also they should have planned, like, if they were killing both of them, it just never explains exactly how these robots open doors, and really move around, because it just the way they're designed. I just don't know how like stairs work.
It's not very convenient because at one point they're like, oh, the elevator's not working. But I'm like, okay, so how are these guys getting from floor to floor? Like,
I mean, you see him ride up the escalators, but even then, I'm like,
how the fuck are
don't
they? I didn't even think about that because they've got those little like fucking Wall-E, like little conveyor belt feet that look like they've got to be what, 4 or 5 feet wide?
They do look like Wally, huh?
They kind of remind me of Wally. Yeah, a little bit of a meaner Wally.
I don't trust Wally as much as I did before we started now.
He has laser eyes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they're getting around, and they sound really loud, like they're like revving up to go real fast, but they're not moving that fast. Like people are easily outrunning them if they didn't just keep fucking going near them.
But they're also like dead silent when you need them to be, because then they
Yeah,
just roll
that's
up. So I wonder how slow they go when they have to be super quiet, like just literally like.
Maybe they're like a Prius. If they're under a certain speed, they're just completely deadly silent.
We get to the party. So who shows up at this point? So Susie and Allison show up to this party. Allison calls her dad, just being like, "Oh, don't worry, everything's gonna be just okay, blah 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 blah." And you also had this frankly unnecessary scene. Okay, let me back up really quick. So this movie used to be like 20 minutes longer when it was still called Killbots, and they chopped off like 20 minutes of this movie. But don't get me wrong, this movie's real breezy. It's 76 minutes, but there's
Yeah.
still scenes I think you could cut out and the movie would be fine.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
one of them was when you're introduced to Leslie and this long, uncomfortable scene with Leslie's dad inside the store that she works at, that he owns, you know? And hear me, just as an adult now, I'm just like watching this movie being like, oh man, that's the last he's ever going to see his daughter. That's so sad.
I know.
Like he's being kind of like, and he's
He
absolutely,
doesn't trust Mike.
why would he? But even so, but hey, but he's like, hey, but I trust my daughter. And also, I got to get out of here. So you close up the store. So, but yeah. Poor guy, he's gonna find out because Leslie gets it the worst.
Oh man, yeah, she does.
That's rough.
Also, just a really fun thing. I don't know if this was, I've never seen this as being fashion, but I always have to bring weird shit up that I notice. Leslie is wearing two watches. She's wearing two watches on one wrist, which is just the craziest thing to me. Once I saw it, I was like, I'm gonna notice this every time I watch this movie now. Two watches. That's all.
But we're at where you get to this party back at the store. And by this point, everybody's left, I think, except for a couple of the janitors that were leaving. One sticks around. I've never been to one of these like dance makeout sex parties. So this is something I'm not particularly familiar with, but it sounds like a fun time though. Like it looks like everybody's having fun because you have a dancing, sure. You've got hanky panky, which I'm sorry, I've got performance anxiety. I can't do it if
There's
someone's going to be on a couch right next to me. But I'm definitely picking up with Ferdy and Allison. Just I'd be over there on that couch watching monster movies. So it's a good mix. Sounds like a fun party.
So there's a couple of things about this party that really bother me, and this happens a lot in, I don't know, maybe a lot in movies, and maybe especially in horror movies, where a small group of people will be playing music and like a few of them are dancing, like one or two people. That to me is such a strange situation. I have never like danced like that with someone in a room when there's just like other people just like hanging out. It feels weird. Like it's not a dance floor. But even weirder than that is like they're all just fucking in the same room. Like you said, I'm just like, I don't think I'd be down for that. I thought the same thing. I was like, this is such an interesting dynamic. It'd be like, hey, remember last week when we were both fucking in the furniture store? Like, what? That's how your conversations would start at work. So yeah, Allison and Ferdy are definitely more my speed as well, because they're just like, oh, let's just watch this movie on a couch. I would not be able to focus on that movie though if I knew there were just people fucking. I'd be like, shh, listen. That's what I'd be doing.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
You know, they're trying to hook up Ferdy with Allison, which works
It works.
immediately,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely. I know when they meet each other, their like nerdy little interaction, their nerdy little introduction is pretty silly.
I like the quote when Barbara Crampton's like, you know, we gotta shake this, you know, boring Wally image. And then Ferdy goes, I like my image. I don't want to shake. Thought that was pretty funny. But not only do you have everyone having sex in a very close area, right?
Yeah, there's a whole store. Let's not forget that. They could have gone other places.
But everyone's having like full-on like conversations too. Like you've got the segment with what's his face, Paul and Barbara Crampton, where it's I forgot she worked at the pizza place. So when he goes like, you smell like pepperoni, I'm
You're
like,
like, why would he say that?
why would he say that? And two, shut your mouth, man. Like,
Yeah, do you want to get
why would you
laid
do
or
that?
not?
Yeah, dude. So this I did like this scene, even with the gratuitous nudity, where she's like, what's that supposed to mean? And then he's like, I like pepperoni. Or like he says it perfectly.
Then she just starts stripping. I think we've said this before. Maybe I've said this before. I feel like Barbara Crampton loves to show off her boobs. She loves to show them off. Like, how many movies have we seen them now? Three? Two that we've talked about.
Yeah, I think there is probably some mix of maybe
She's definitely comfortable with it.
in these types of movies and how they exploit women. Again, look, I would be totally fine if someone just whipped a
We
dick out and
needed either more dick or even just ass. Like, give me some man ass, something like Mike specifically.
which, funny enough, and I'm gonna go back, I'm not gonna let our fucking boy Jim Wynorski off the hook here.
I know what you're gonna say.
Originally, someone else was going to play Allison,
Oh.
and he ended up casting this other woman, I don't have her right, Kelly Maroney. One, because he wanted to date her,
Oh God.
and the original woman, didn't want to do sexual stuff,
Oh.
and which she doesn't end up doing in like Kelly Maroney anyway in the beginning of the movie. So
Well,
he's
they
like,
kiss. Maybe she considers that to
yeah.
be sexual stuff.
So he uses that as a reason to kick the original actress off and then hire Kelly Maroney. I don't know if he ends up dating her, but even then,
I was
okay,
curious.
fucking perv move. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's
But
weird.
also, unfortunately, it sucks that that was the climate of shit. But
Yeah. No,
so that's where I'm
absolutely.
like, I don't know if everyone's just pulling their boobs out because they want to and they love it and they feel comfortable.
Maybe not everyone, but
Yeah.
even, okay. Nope, I'm not gonna go there. I'll stop. The
Then we get to our next on-screen kill, our third on-screen kill, and that's the janitor. What is he mopping up? And he's doing a terrible job of it.
He's doing the worst job.
The worst job.
Okay. I thought it was vomit,
It looks
but the
chunky.
it looks chunky, like it would be vomit. Oh God, that's so gross, even saying that. But the way that he like says, like if I find out who did this, they would be dead meat. Like I'm like, he's implying that like someone made an intentional mess, and like if you vomited, like that would be, you got sick.
Yeah, that is those are milk curdled chunks.
Yeah, but why are these
Yeah.
janitors like bullies? Like, why are they bullying him? What the fuck?
I don't
Mean
know.
ass janitors.
That's a tough life, and you all got to support each other. That's hard work. Get the fuck out of here. So, again, like with lightning, electricity plays a really weird way in killing people. So
Taser.
he just basically just throws like a little wire down in the middle of the vomit that he's stepping on and then just shocks him until he dies, right?
It's like a really intense electrocution.
Yeah. So I was hoping he would explode or something, but that's just always my wish. If someone's like shaking that violently and then you feel like their death is building up, like I want to see someone blow up or something. You know what I
Especially
mean?
because we know they like already had the practical effects going. So like let's have two people blow up. Why not?
Meantime, Mike and Leslie. I know, I'm doing hanky panky. Honestly, Leslie is. I was curious. She's one of the few people, or few women, maybe.
Please don't let Leslie be a representative for all women. Go ahead, go ahead, say what she says.
Oh, I was just surprised when she goes, "I don't allow that," when he's trying to
Yeah.
go down on her. And I'm
She
like,
says, Michael, you know I don't allow that. Girl, please don't teach this man not to eat pussy. Please don't. He's young. He's impressionable. Like, don't let him think that that's the majority. Like, absolutely not.
yeah, Mike's trying to
Fuck
be a
Leslie.
Mike's trying to be a generous guy, and
Yeah.
just socialization is pushing him away from that. So come on.
Terrible. Terrible message.
Unless she knows like he's really bad at it. And she's like, "I
She's like,
don't
let's
allow
not
it
waste our
from
time.
you." Yeah, I don't allow it from you. So go get me cigarettes.
I think a meaner way that she could go about that then is saying, like, I don't like when you do that, instead of saying, I don't allow that, because I think at some point everyone has all been there. But Leslie, no, absolutely not. She's entertaining, but she's my least favorite of the characters because she's, ugh, just terrible.
Oh, well, don't worry. She's not on this earth for long.
Yeah, she's not here much longer.
So Mike goes to get cigarettes. I have only purchased cigarettes from a vending machine once in my life, and it was at a bar in like the outskirts of like Philly in some suburb at some dive bar. And this is back when I smoked cigarettes, and
Yeah.
I was pretty stoked by the novelty of it,
Oh,
but
it's so fun. I've also only purchased cigarettes once from a machine, and I was very excited about it because it has a little pull lever thing. Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same machine that
Oh,
you
for
saw.
sure.
Yeah, that's like 30,
Yeah.
40 years old at this point.
Absolutely.
I know there are a couple different references like to other movies that were snuck in here, but not ones that I'd seen before. The only one that clearly stood out to me is when Mike first sees the robot, shows his ID and goes, Klaatu Vorata Nictu, from Army of Darkness or
Oh
from Evil
yeah.
Dead. I guess Army of Darkness wouldn't come out for a few years after that. But and Mike, I'll be honest, gets the easiest death.
He does. I'm sad that he dies first out of the group,
Me
but
too.
yeah, he does get the easiest death. I love that the robots say thank you, have a nice day.
I know. Also, the voice of the director, Jim Wynorski.
Oh, he's the one, he's the robots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I thought that was very nice that, just use a tranquilizer on him, let him pass out, and then just very nicely just come up and just pinch his throat out. I like that. That's really nice. He gets the least violent death of anybody.
Yeah,
And
some of them are pretty bad.
he hasn't been there for a while. Here, he's been gone for a little while. Leslie gets frustrated. She's like, I need my Slim Menthols or my Virginia Slim Lights or whatever she smokes.
Yeah.
And she's like, Camels. And I'm like, ah, I smoked Camels. What do I
Camels are
know?
rough.
Yeah, Camels are pretty rough. She finds Mike. Mike's very fucking dead. I was always getting confused because they would keep referring to Mike. Mike was the only character they kept switching back and forth between his first name and his last name. So I always had to keep
Yeah.
thinking, yeah, fuck yeah, you find his throat's like just severed the fuck up. Like, not even like
Yeah.
in a clean cut. It's like kind of just
Because
chunky out.
they did a little hand like grabby thing, a little crab click right on his throat. Just probably just pull it right
Poor
out.
guy.
Yeah.
So Leslie's not having any of this. She runs back.
Does anyone know that Mike is dead by the end of this movie? Like the like Allison and Ferdy, like because no one finds Mike except for Leslie. And they comment at some point, like, oh, I hope Mike made it out okay.
Yeah, I think at the end of the movie, they still think maybe Mike's still alive. We don't
Yeah, that's
know.
wild.
Yeah, because you never find his body, or they never find his body. It's only Leslie. And it's not like she ran to them and said, Mike's dead. There's a robot chasing me. She didn't really have time to say much.
No.
But that is, I think, the best death of the movie just by the type of death. Oh, again, like I said, I love bodies exploding.
Yes, it's so good.
And then two, probably as far as like effects go,
Yeah.
that one's probably my favorite.
And that everyone gets to see it. I love that they
Yeah.
all witness it. So that's really fun because they're like, oh shit, the stakes are high here. Now they know.
But again, I'm just like watching this, poor fucking Leslie getting chased to the store. And I'm just thinking to myself again, who gave this thing lasers? Why? Why?
And like apparently a really like long battery life too, like to be able to use all of these features and still have a running battery, like you'd think that their battery's meant to just kind of roll around for 8 hours while the mall is closed, and if they attack someone they probably would shut down like afterwards, but they're pretty impressive.
So at this point, you are under the assumption that there are three of these robots, Protector 1, 2, and 3. Now, at this point, another one shows up. Protector 2 comes up to back up number 1. They make their way inside the stores. And this was something that the inventor said in the very early stages was, like, no, they're programmed to just be in the mall proper, never to go inside any of these stores. But again, if you're a robot and you get struck with lightning, you get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, you
So
have fucking agency.
doors mean nothing to you.
Yeah, nothing.
So they make their way in. The rest of the team is just, I just wrote down laser chase because
I
everyone's just
love this
hopping.
like party ambush because, yeah, they're just like shooting everywhere just with terrible aim.
I'm just thinking, like, gosh, you're just like a teenager and you're just trying so hard to find just creative places to just try and get laid, and you're like, really, really? You just get fucking thwarted by these fucking killer robots you
Like, I
had
just wanted to
nothing to do
fuck.
with. It's just, that was the energy I got when you have Rick and Paul and Ferdy like all arming up, and I'm just like, these are three hormonal men pissed that they were thwarted. And that's how you get three men to collaborate and work together very quickly on a shared
Yes.
purpose.
Yes.
So I thought that was great. So they escape. They send the women up through the air ducts to get to the lower level parking garage, which
Why didn't they all do that? I've never understood why they split up in that moment. Like, why do they need to attack the robots? Just get the fuck out.
I mean, they are still dumb hormonal men, so they're not going to do everything completely correctly and right, you know?
Yeah.
So they're like, let's get tough. Let's head over. I mean, now you've got, at least for your two groups, you've established your kind of leaders in both. You've got
Yeah.
Allison, who's like, hey, y'all, this, you know, I'm going to start taking the lead here. We're going to the air ducts, this and this and this. And then you got Rick doing some hero shit, being like, okay, children, let's.
Yeah.
And I think he's supposed to be a little bit older, maybe just by nature of like, you know,
Yeah, I think
Rick
they're
and
a little
Linda are the married
older.
couple.
Yeah. And Rick, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
He
definitely.
could lead me through them all.
But really, again, like, you know, you don't get enough time with Mike, and I get why, you know, Leslie's just the least interesting of the group, but I am, unlike a lot of slasher movies, and again, slasher or not, whatever, tomato, potato, whatever, but I think, again, I'm like rooting for all of them. I like all of these characters.
Yeah.
I think they all have some agency, and honestly, with the exception of Barbara Crampton,
Yeah.
Susie gets a
She's
little useless here.
our favorite actor in the movie, but not my favorite character. She's like freaking out, like, which is fair, but yeah, she's not doing so hot. I think
Yeah.
they could have slowed down all of the deaths and spread them out a little bit more. Just maybe not like the first one, but like I feel like they could have spread out each death a little bit more. I don't feel like we get enough time with them because it's more interesting the more of them there are.
I think so. But again, I really love the 76-minute runtime.
I know.
And adding even just another minute, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
No, I don't think you would even need to add time. I want less time with Allison by herself. Like, just take a couple minutes from that and give a couple minutes to each of those characters.
The dudes get armed and they think they knocked out one of them,
Yeah,
but
they did not.
and they knock it over. It's all smoking, it's all oozing and shit. You know, Rick's like, that's fucking robot blood. God damn, let's get the fuck out of here.
I also think it's really important to point out that there are just guns being sold at the mall because that is interesting as well.
Yeah.
But the gun laser fight is really fun because those lasers are just like, I know it's the effects of like how it works. Like it looks like it is hitting them, but it's not hitting them. But also, what happened to that fucking headshot aim that we had with Leslie? Just out the door. They're like stormtroopers
Oh yeah, they literally hit, they're like shooting like lasers like right like in
next to
between their
them.
legs and stuff and beside
Yeah.
them, and like nobody had to move. That's why like I get so pissed when, you know, like Linda dies like later on, and you're just like, you just stood there and just like did everything you could to just try and absorb a laser. Why? You know these
Yes.
things can't shoot for shit.
Yeah, just move more.
Just literally move, like do anything else and just stand there. So we'll get there though. Yeah, like I said, I'm rooting for this whole group. They're just coming up with some plans pretty quick after they think they killed that first one, tying or putting all of those propane tanks on top of the elevator. They're like, this will make a fucking good trap. Ferdy all of a sudden is an electrician. I liked where he told them. He was like, hey guys, or you know, they're asking, you know, yelling to the bottom. They're like, Ferdy, how's the elevator going? And he's like, oh, I bypassed the circuits. But don't even think about going up or down. And I'm like, well, what else were we trying to get the elevator to do? What's the point of bypassing the circuits?
That is a great point that I had never thought about. I also still, I've seen this movie now 5 or 6 times, and I still don't understand what the plan was. Did you understand the plan? And if so, will you explain it to me, please?
I mean, the plan was kind of, I mean, like they succeeded with the plan. I think they wanted to trap it in the elevator and then
Okay.
set off the explosives and then, you know, basically exactly what they ended up doing.
Okay, that was the plan. I wasn't sure why the elevator, but I guess if they're trying to trap it inside, then yeah, that makes sense.
Oh yeah,
Okay.
Rick ha had this under control. He was doing a great job the entire time.
Yeah.
Until again, he just makes this weird, just dumbass fucking decision, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So you've got the women in the air duct. Those robots are just sick fucks. So they're
Just
cranking up the
cranking
heat.
that heat. Yep.
And I think that's why Barbara Crampton's like, let's come up with some reason. Oh, Paul needs me. I'm like, no one does. Just stay what you're
Yeah.
doing. They
Yeah.
would have been perfectly fine if they just made
Yeah.
it to the end. Didn't seem that hot. They weren't, it's not like
I mean, she did,
fucking.
like you saw Allison like pull her sleeves like over her hands so that when she was touching, like it wasn't too hot. And like poor Barbara Crampton is wearing like a short sleeve shirt. Like she can't do that. So
You
she was
have to figure
probably
something else.
quite uncomfortable. But yeah, she was probably a little claustrophobic because that would be hard, like going through that small of a tunnel and with it being that hot and just freaking out. Like it's not a great situation to be in.
Yeah, but at
But
least
I would
they.
have stayed for sure.
I agree.
Or just let her. I would have been like, you know what? Why don't you fuck off and go then if you're that upset? And I'm gonna keep going to the parking lot because I'm doing great here with my long sleeve sweater.
I know. That's a tough one, right? Because you're like.
No, if you were like, I want to leave the vent, I'd be like, no, Kyle, I'm not leaving this fucking vent. I'm going to the parking garage where the robots don't go.
I
Not a
agree.
tough choice. I would leave your ass behind.
You're like, why isn't the whole group in here? We could all just be gone by now.
We could all be gone.
And that's true. So, well, then again, they decide to go with their friend
I
instead,
know.
as foolhardy of a as of an idea as it is. But at least they arm up pretty quick too.
Yeah.
A lot of this movie is centered on taking flammable liquids, throwing them at the robots, and then shooting something to set it on fire. And that seems to be
Just
their
really
only.
dangerous. Like they're putting a lot of risk out there for
It's a
themselves.
pretty unwieldy way. And I'm thinking,
Yeah. How
that's
do
where
you
it's.
gauge how big those explosions will be?
It seems like at least Linda and Rick, who are representative of both of these, teams, seem to have a concept of it, an idea of it. So
Yeah.
I'll trust them, I suppose. Maybe
Yeah.
they're mechanics, they know what
I know. It's like, what
explosions
kind of
look like.
mechanics
I
are
don't
they?
know. Yeah. So, Jesus, they really only get out of those air ducts and get that shit that they need, but then figure out how quickly none of it's work gonna work. Because then Barbara Crampton starts screaming, they start getting chased. At this point, Allison does sneak a flare in her bra, which always keep a spare flare, and that's always a good, people use their bras for pockets for extra stuff sometimes, right?
Not really. I think the only thing I've ever used my bra as a pocket for is a key, like a house key.
Okay.
If I have like nowhere else to put it, but that is very uncomfortable and I would not recommend it.
Okay. So sticking a
Yeah.
flare down there is.
Well, I mean, okay, like if you're like me and you're smaller in the chest, like that flare's not staying. It's not fucking staying. Not all of us are blessed like Leslie over there.
I just think that's so unfortunate because I just know so many women who've complained about pants made for women not having suitable pockets. And if it weren't for the patriarchy and pantsless pockets for women, this would have been a much easier situation. So I want to acknowledge that. I see it.
Well, at least now, like workout attire has tiny little pockets for your key. They have like a little tiny, just slip it right in there.
And they make baby flares that you can put in your pockets
Yep,
for
mini
that reason.
flares. You have a flare pocket on the thigh, so you're
100%.
good.
Like I said, they don't really. They aren't able to do much until one of the robots starts shooting after them. One of the lasers gets Susie in the back of the leg, and that's a pretty, you see that wound.
It must be pretty bad because apparently the whole rest of her body can't fucking move either. So she's just laying there waiting to be murdered and blown up because I just can't even believe that she wouldn't try to like do a little army crawl with the arms. I don't know, something.
Allison is able to get around on a fucking broken leg later on in this
Right?
movie. Barbara
Exactly.
Crampton, she literally just lies there, just flat, does
Screaming.
nothing.
They're like, we should help her. And then like, I feel like they're kind of looking at each other like, yeah, we should, but we're not gonna.
But It was kind of all of this is her decision
Yeah.
why we're in the
Yeah.
situation here. So I'm kind of like, no, maybe this is Susie just kind of, she's, if she, she's already slowed us down once. I think she might
Yeah.
continue to slow us down. So sorry,
Susie,
Susie.
what feels hotter, the vent or the laser that just burned through your fucking leg? Like, should have chose the vent.
Or her just literally being on fire after shooting that fucking gasoline fucking tank she has on her. And she's just lying there on fire. Oh
Didn't
my
even make
God.
that connection that she dies on fire anyway. That's fun. I like
Yeah.
that. I like her death. I think it's pretty fun that they're just watching her just fucking on fire. Like, oh fuck.
So you got Rick and Allison with some hero shit as they lead one of these robots into the elevator, close that motherfucker. You've got Rick who climbs through the ceiling back onto the top, and then he makes his dive out. And then Allison, who is the only good shot in this entire group,
Yeah.
takes out the tank. Bam, you fucking killed one of those fuckers. It's pretty
Yeah.
good. That's why I'm
Yeah,
like, look,
it's pretty good.
that's why I'm like, we need to keep Rick and Allison alive at all costs because you two are going to keep the rest of us alive. And as long as we don't do
Yeah.
anything stupid,
Yeah,
which.
protect them. Yeah, I guess now I'm thinking about it, why they would be so keen on all the explosives. Like clearly the robots are bulletproof. So, I mean, at that point, I guess you would have to blow them up. But like, did anybody just think to like throw water on them? Just throw a bucket of water.
Yeah, see what that looks like.
Yeah, that could have worked. Maybe.
I'll just take a baseball bat to the back of it. I guess you don't want to get too in close range, but I'm thinking a bucket of water could have at
A bucket
least
of water, like just from the second floor, like whoop,
100%.
right on them.
So, poor Susie's dead. We reconvene at one of the restaurants. I don't know if it was the restaurant where Allison worked at.
I
You
think
can't really
so.
tell, but I think so.
They had pizza, I thought.
Oh, okay. They were eating pizza?
Not eating it, but I thought I saw a plate with pizza. So at some point, like somebody was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna eat. That would have been me. I would have been like, I'm gonna have my last slice of pizza with a coffee.
So they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do at this point. I don't know if
Like
anyone's
just
having any
stayed
pizza. Yeah, there's oftentimes where
for
like
the
I
rest
think
of the night.
just staying where you are sometimes was probably the best decision.
Yeah.
Now they weren't having, I don't know if they were having pizza, but Paul was definitely throwing down a few Heinekens,
Yeah.
because and he is not happy, which I get it. I'm like, he said, stay in the fucking air duct. We'll take care of this. I'm still trying to get laid. That's still
Yeah.
my MO, right? And now he can't. So he's fucking pissed.
And all of these characters are actually really nice to each other, considering the circumstances they're in. Like they're actually
Yeah.
all like very sweet. But when he's like giving them a hard time and, you know, saying like why did you leave the vents? Like that was Allison's moment to be like, I'm gonna tell you right now about fucking Susie. She could not hang in that vent. She couldn't do it. So who the fuck's fault is that?
Be like, I know. Literally, Susie was the only fucking reason we were back down there. She
Yeah.
just, we couldn't stop her.
Yeah. No,
Oh my
she's
gosh.
very kind in her response to him.
I know. Again, you got, so Allison's already established, like, okay, this is, I think, our final girl of this group. Once she gets nails that shot, she's like, Dad's a Marine. I'm like, both
Yeah.
my parents, I was like, both my parents are Navy. But I never learned to sail for shit. So,
Yeah,
but good on her though.
I mean, at least, yeah, it benefited that he taught her. Another interesting thing about this scene that's so strange to me is Linda with the calculator. Like, I'm assuming she's calculating the amount of property damage that they've done and is saying that that's how much they would owe the mall. And I'm like, no. I don't think you would owe anything to them.
Oh, okay, maybe. And then he's like, oh, maybe we should raise our rates. I was thinking that they were calculating how much the mall would owe them.
No, I
Damn.
think they thought that they were going to have to pay for all the property damage for
Oh
fighting these
boy.
robots and like damaging the stores and things. And I'm like, no, like you've got a really good lawsuit if you make it out of this alive.
I think so too.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So, Ferdy, our resident nerd, is, hey, y'all, if I know anything, there's a master computer, and if you shut this thing down, all the rest of them are going to go. And it's kind of like our technology version of, vampires, similar situation, hive minds.
Faculty.
You kill the main one, the rest of them go. And this is just our robot version of it. And then Paul's like, okay, let's fucking go. And then he, of course, takes off like a fucking asshole. Everyone's like, Paul, come on, dude.
Like pulling a Susie.
It's your hubris, man. You get to the top. I did like, he's so dumb. He gets to the top. He's like, oh man, geez, guys, this is clear. And there's literally a robot right behind him. So where did that robot come from that he didn't see it the first time? Turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Paul's dead.
Oh,
He
you
gets
said it
picked up
yourself.
and
They're stealthy when they need to be.
when the plot needs them to be, they just show up randomly out of
Yeah.
nowhere. But I mean, hey, same could be said for Jason. So I get it. He's thrown to his death. So bye, buddy. I don't know. I would have
Shame.
shared the guns around a little more. Be like, let's all get armed with some sort of gun. Even though, like, look, we know the guns don't work, but they do sometimes.
And they make you feel safer, and like at some point they shoot out the laser eyes, so if you can if you all can aim.
I was just thinking, if I need to take myself out, if I'm about to get eaten by a robot, I might
How
just be like, eh.
depressing. Yeah, signing off.
So Paul's dead. Before they can make it to this, the main floor for the computer room, they hide out into this department store, close the main kind of metal gates, which you'd think would be closed already, because the
Yeah.
store was closed. But what? That's okay. It's
It's
fine.
fine.
Yeah. Look, I've forgotten to pr lock up properly sometimes. It happens. But usually I get a call from like the alarm company or my boss in like the middle of the night, and that sucks.
Yeah, I thought, okay, I thought you could only do that once and then get fired. I've never left my shit unlocked. Absolutely not.
Whoops. I was just never bad at setting the alarms. It was always the issue. But the doors themselves were locked. So
Okay. Still bad, but it's fine.
yeah. So they at least were like, okay, let's just hide out here for as long as we can. They come up with a pretty good plan, honestly, with the mannequins.
I know. Is this right around the time where Linda kind of loses her shit a little bit and says,
I wrote down that quote, huh?
I
You
guess
share
I'm
it.
just not used to being chased around a mall in the middle of the night by killer robots.
I love that.
I can't imagine having to deliver that line with a straight face.
She sells it perfectly, though.
She really does. She really does. Like, she's like, oh, like, just, I'm sorry. Like, I guess I've just never been in this really specific situation.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not your fault, Freddie. You're good, man. I know. I'm just processing.
Yeah. Yeah, the mannequin idea is a fantastic idea.
Because behind the mannequins, you got those mirrors. And if you know there's one thing that fucks up lasers, it's mirrors. So fucks them up, gets their
Love
lasers
it.
all fucked up. Love that. And they make their way outside. So their lasers are malfunctioning, but not in the way that they wanted it to. Because now their lasers are shooting just randomly all over the fucking place.
Yeah, it didn't really help. I mean, that's kind of what was happening before too, but they're still shooting.
Yeah. So now just all over the place without even any sort of intention from these robots. So it's kind of actually a little worse. So never mind. It wasn't that great of an idea, especially because they were standing right behind the mannequins too, like right next to them. And I'm like,
Don't know why they were standing next to them. I do think it was a good idea, like for the amount of ideas they probably could have had, like with
it's one
what
of
they
the
have
better
in front
ones.
of them. Yeah. But like, why, if you're standing right next to the mannequin, that kind of defeats the purpose of having the mannequin being the target to shoot at. Like, doesn't seem like they have any like thermal tracking these robots, but if they did, they would have been fucked.
Yeah, like the Predator or something. I alluded to this earlier. I'm like, Linda, you were doing everything right up until this point. What's going on? Now all of a sudden you just stand there like an asshole. I know you're worried about Rick. I get it, but Rick has demonstrated that Rick will be fine.
Well,
But
will he?
he won't because now he fucking self-sacrifices and shit because Linda's dead. Now I'm like,
But like, what was that he jumped onto? I wrote it down as a lawnmower scooter.
I think it buffs the floors.
I thought it had wheels instead of like four wheels instead of the you know how the front of those have like a big brush situation
Yeah.
in front of the wheels. I don't know, but it was a terrible idea.
So Linda's dead because she's dumb and or makes one dumb decision, unfortunately, at the worst possible time she could.
She really did.
And then Rick is. He just goes in like the fucking what's his face? Randy Quaid from Independence Day, where he's just gonna ride that thing right into it and then
Yeah.
kill himself in the process.
Would
Again.
you ever be able to do that, like in that type of situation? I don't think I could. I don't think I'm the self-sacrifice type.
I mean, I would have just like turned it on and like
Oh yeah, just let it go.
let it go.
Smart.
I don't know, or at least just not that, what he did.
Yeah, he might have
So
just been really thrown off by Linda.
Rick does he at least the least Rick can do is he kills one in the process. So Rick is responsible for one and a half robot deaths.
Yeah,
Alice
that's
Allison
true.
gets half of a robot death. Well, one and a half. So really it's all Rick and Allison who have killed these robots successfully. But now, fuck, pretty quickly you found that you only have if you've been keeping count, everybody, Allison and Ferdy left, which you're like, ugh, Ferdy. But you've got Allison, so you're like, okay, so I'm not, I'm not completely out of this. I've got one useful person on the team. They're like, we got to go find this robot. And then I think Ferdy's like, oh, we got to go through these corridors. Let's split up.
No, Allison is the one that says to split up. She, I think she says it three fucking times in this movie. She loves splitting up. I almost feel like maybe she's working with the robots if she wasn't the
Yeah.
one killing them, because she's always like, oh yeah, like let's just split off into smaller groups that are easily to tackle, like easier to tackle.
And she probably just knows the rest of, some of them are just fucking useless. She's like, I can handle this on my own. Let's split up. Rick, you and
Yeah, she's
me.
like, you're dead weight.
Because also back at that restaurant before they left and Paul got killed, when Rick calls her Deadshot, I think, and she gives him just that very thanks. And a little, she's like, I'm over Ferdy. I'm over Ferdy at this point. Rick,
Yeah,
you.
right. We're gonna survive together.
When shit hits the fan, the alphas will definitely gravitate. So I get that. Fucking
It.
Ferdy, you dumb idiot. But
Yeah.
good on him for surviving.
Yeah.
So they split up to get to the corridors. They don't find the I don't think they ever find this main computer room.
No. Which makes me wonder like why we ever even see it. I think just for extra bodies, with
Yeah.
the robot engineers. But yeah, we never see the control room again. Kind of a shame.
Ferdy does come to her rescue, does shoot it point blank in the face. For some reason, I thought its lasers were already not working because why would it just corner Allison like that and just not kill her?
So it could do its fun little crab, like crab move.
His fun little
So,
crab dance, his little
yeah,
mating dance.
I love when it just pops up and just has its like
I love
kind of
that.
little,
I know.
yeah, those hands are
So
so dumb.
Freddy shoots it in the face and runs, which that's what I would do. I get that. So he gets knocked out of commission. You think he's dead for a minute.
Well, he's got a lot of blood coming from his head, like kind of scary. I would have thought he was dead. And the robot says, have a nice day, which feels very final.
And you've just got Allison left, who's, yeah, that's tough, man. If it was just me and this robot, I'd be like, look, this is where I just need to find a place to hide. Especially if I know there's only
Yeah.
one left. Okay, that's a little more manageable.
Yeah, absolutely. I would just keep, rather than trying to kill it and putting myself in its path over and over again, just find a nice little stock room to lock myself into and just beat the clock. I mean, you could, but meanwhile, she's like doing fucking gymnast moves off the side of the like fucking balcony thing, holding herself. I'm like, what would make you think that that's a good idea? The amount of upper body strength she would have to hold on for that long. Like, that was pretty impressive.
And that's after she goes to the worst spot you can hide in the entire mall, the fucking pet store, where you can have barking dogs and hissing
Noise.
cats and all of
Yeah.
the things, birds flying
Yeah.
around and shit.
Yep.
But then even when she gets to the pet store, hides and is able to successfully hide, even with all that shit going on, she leaves. I'm like, you have a good spot. Stay there. You don't know
Yeah.
if that robot's gonna come back.
He couldn't handle the spiders crawling on her.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, at least, like, okay, I get it. Me neither. But at the
Yeah, it
same
wouldn't have been
time,
fun.
they're pet tarantulas. They're not like,
Yeah, just pick it up and just toss it over to the side.
they're not mean spiders
No.
necessarily. So, unless you piss it off, but, and you know,
I
I
think
don't know.
they like, don't they like defang them or they take their poison out or something when they're pets? I think they do.
If they do.
If they're selling them to kids, I think they do that.
And I think that's where I would say then you shouldn't have tarantulas as pets. If you know, if they're
You
gonna, because
shouldn't, regardless.
I think
Don't
that's pretty,
know.
I just think that's pretty cruel. It's like clipping a bird's wings to defang. Like, I'm like, you're selling it to children, sure, but I'm like also like, okay, then just don't sell them to children or don't
Just,
sell them.
but also, ew, don't have them as a pet. Like,
Also,
no. Ugh. Ugh.
dude, spiders and snakes, because the thing is like they are notorious for always getting free out of their
And
fucking
just
little
cr and
habitats.
creepily, like creepily free, because they're quiet as fuck and they're
Yep.
fast and they're going to go into dark places and you're going to find them or they're going to find you. And nobody wants that. So maybe just don't. Just don't. And we don't even have to talk about whether or not you should defang them or get rid of their poison. Just get, don't have them.
So she leaves the pet store, immediately gets found by the fucking robot because she wasn't just hiding like she should have been. And then she's like hanging off the ledge, jumps off, breaks her leg on the ground. She's learned from Susie that you have other extremities. You can still get up and even like move around a little bit. And she does. She demonstrates that. So I think that's growth. That's learning. That's, hey, I've learned something from my friend. And I'm going to honor her now by not being a fucking idiot like she was. So,
Twice. Yeah,
rest in peace,
it's a
Susie.
lot of time with Allison on her own. That's probably like my biggest complaint about this movie, which is kind of funny because it's a silly movie, but like it's a lot of time with her on her own, and maybe I'm just not a big fan of Allison, but yeah, I wish there would have been like, where's Ferdy during this whole sequence? Just
He's
watching her from afar, tending to his head wound.
in the public bathroom trying to get that thing. First of all, where do you find that whole roll, man? Because you're gonna have to at least find that little weird plastic dongle key to open up the toilet paper situation. And usually it's not those like small rolls you find in a house, it's those
No,
bigger
they're
rolls.
industrial size rolls. I wonder though if in 86 it was easier to, like, maybe there was just a cabinet that he could just access the toilet paper from.
Maybe. I mean, even
Yeah.
clearly, because
But
he found
either
them.
way, that should not have been his fucking first priority. Maybe that's just me. But,
To stop the bleeding from his head?
well, he could have used
Maybe.
his shirt.
I guess so. He's lost a lot of blood, so I'm gonna say he probably wasn't thinking right. He was still pretty jovial when he, you know, pops up at the end. He's like, "Oh yeah, nice shot."
Yeah, so maybe he's just lost so much blood. He's just fucking loopy.
Yeah, he doesn't even know where the fuck he is
He's like,
anymore.
you want to go see a movie?
Yeah. So again, I mean, hey, it's still like a pretty good plan. What Allison comes up with, you know, going to the paint store, I don't know how flammable paint is on its own, so I don't know
It's very
why.
flammable. You didn't know paint is very flammable. I
Not
thought that was like a
very.
known thing. It says it on the cans to keep it away from like heat and fire and all the things. Like they'll pop.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking like the varnish and like the
I
paint
don't know
thinner,
that
like,
they'll
yeah,
like
that
burst into
definitely.
flames that way, but like they can like pop under like heat and pressure.
Got it. I was thinking that she was using the paint thinner and the varnish because that was flammable, and then using the paint and all the colors to make him look like a fucking fool, just covered in paint, looking like an asshole, slipping and sliding.
Yeah, I mean he does slip and slide quite a bit, the robot.
Just a mess of colors all over his fucking face. Looks like an idiot. And then boom, blows up. But that was pretty good. And she got her flare that she saved. And I like that sign, were the flares when she got them. You know, it was
I'd
like,
say.
don't get yourself in a dangerous situation. Take
Oh,
these,
nice.
you know? So, and it ended up working out. And she gets to use, okay, I wish she would say something cooler here, but she does
Yeah.
use his own thing against him. I don't know
Yeah.
why I'm gendering this robot. I'm
I
sorry.
know we just both started saying he out of nowhere.
I just don't think a female robot would be that, would go to those lengths to be that aggressive.
No, she would have been like, I'm just gonna get out of this mall. I don't want to do this job.
Yeah,
What?
this is stupid.
Why do I need to protect this jewelry? I think it's fun that she says, have a nice day, and they put that little echo on it. But
Yeah.
it feels like she's using like a petty like little comeback for a device that will not understand it. So it's, you know, just say whatever cool shit you're gonna say. What do you think would have been cooler? What could she have said? I would not be good at a comeback in that situation. I could never come up with something quick like that.
Gosh. Yeah, I can't come up with anything. Damn it. Okay, y'all. Once you've listened to this episode, throw it in the comments. What's some cold
Yep.
ass shit you want to say to a robot before you
Yeah. Like,
fucking make it blow
really? Yeah. You're making a fool out of him already with the paint.
up? But hey, she kills the last one, or at least, okay, y'all, if you stay till the end of the credits, it's not the last one. But
I always forget about that every time I watch this.
yeah, that the fourth one pops up.
Uh-huh.
So, but she knocks it out and fucking she takes care of business, and that's just all the property damage. That's rough. I hope
That
there's
poor
video
mole.
cameras that can demonstrate, like, hey, this was not my fault. This robot was fucking
I
chasing
mean,
me.
they are gonna have. Oh wait, didn't the robot engineers, didn't they have cameras on the mall? Up in the control
Maybe.
room?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I mean, if the robots were smart though, they would have like knocked those cameras right out. That would have been cool.
I'm thinking this would have happened anyway, though, because out of our group, at least Linda and Rick weren't employees, so they didn't have badges.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what if they were caught just going to the bathroom or something, and then they just get
Yeah. Well,
tranquilized
the
by.
mall's in theory supposed to be locked to anyone who doesn't have a badge. But I think the most unbelievable part of this movie is that a mall would invest that much money in a security system because, again, having spent a lot of times in malls, the security teams, they are not it. They are not it. They are probably, they're just the worst trained people. There's a few good ones out there, but Jesus, like they're not investing in these teams. So for them to get this like fucking robot security system, I just find that so hard to believe. I think it's more believable that the lightning would strike and they'd become killer robots than it is that they would even exist in a mall. The police, though, they would invest in some dumb shit like this. Absolutely.
So, I am not as quick to paint a broad brush and shame everyone working security at malls like you are. Now, it's more preventative. It's more like preventative loss than it is responding to a crime. You know, it's
I mean,
about
depending on
being
where you
there.
are, malls
Yeah,
are
I
pretty
know.
rough these days.
I'm sure some can be, but I don't know. I just remember being in a mall once, and it was like an Macy's or something. I can't remember. And you know, there was just like a couple women that, We're just grabbing, they just walk right in, just super casually, just walk right in, just start grabbing jackets, just taking them off, put them in their hands, and then they turn around, just
Isn't that wild?
walk right out the door. And but I like, again, y'all are fucking insured, y'all are fine. And then also, none of this shit's gonna get sold. It's all gonna show up at the Nordstrom Rack in a month
Yeah,
anyway. And even then, like,
let them
come
take the
on.
merchandise.
Yeah, like, not even fucking worth it. When I was at a bookstore, it doesn't exist anymore, but Borders Books,
Oh, Borders.
that was connected to a mall that I worked at, the Stonestown Galleria in San Francisco. And I worked, my job there was loss prevention, at first. And then, but it was like very like, I'm not going after anybody, nor do
No,
I
you're
care.
really not
Like,
supposed to.
you're not supposed to, just because there's a liability piece, and not necessarily the liability piece of they're worried that you're going to hurt someone trying to escape. They're worried that you're going to get hurt on the job, and they're going to
All of
have
it.
to, L&I
All of
is going
it.
to have to fucking do all of that. And they're just like, not fucking worth it, so, which, hey, also in the spirit of safety. And then also the reasons people steal, it's not, it's there. That's why I don't like, they're not criminals. They're just people fucking just under circumstances that, hey, steal for one reason or another, but come on, get the fuck out of here. Let's fuck corporations is what I'm saying. And fuck robots that are designed to attack people. I think those are two things we can all agree on.
Fair.
So Allison's taking care of business. Honestly, I think Ferdy just being a dipshit, he was probably just like, look, she's handled this. All I've done is gotten in the way. Maybe I just sit here and just absorb some blood into this toilet paper and just let her handle it, because it looks like she's being pretty hardcore down there.
Guess that's true. He's like, where am I going to fit into this paint plan, really?
Yeah, what is he gonna do? So,
And she does seem pretty happy to see him alive. So,
she's got hormones too. She's like, I had a plan
yeah,
tonight, and get over here, Fergie, Ferdy, Fergie, whatever.
they were being sweet. They were just gonna make out and then go home. Like
I love
that
that.
was their whole plan. I love that for them.
I know, me too. That's the end of our movie. A crisp
Yeah,
76 minutes,
it's a short
including
one.
trailers, or including not trailers, including previews, not even previews. I'm sorry, including credits.
Yeah.
Don't mind me. But
Because it's such a short movie, I would recommend this to anyone.
anything else you want to say about the movie before we hop into our last segments?
Yeah, I think this is a very silly movie. If you
Yeah.
find yourself asking too many questions, you're not watching the same movie we watched. Like you need to like take yourself to a lighter place and just enjoy it for what it is. It's a very, very campy, silly movie. And yeah, I think it's really fun. And I think the name is not, it's a great name. I think the name of this movie and the like cover art of this movie is fantastic, but it is not representative of what is happening in this movie at all.
I agree.
There's no chopping.
There's some chopping.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's fun.
Well, I'm curious to hear some taglines.
Okay, this has really great taglines.
How many?
There are seven.
Okay.
Okay. At Park Plaza Mall, the security force isn't just tight, it's terrifying. That's the worst one. Tonight, Park Plaza Mall switches on the world's toughest security force. Absolutely nothing could go wrong.
Okay.
Like he
Now that,
said.
yeah, slightly better, but yeah.
I'm trying to read them in order of my favorites, but I never put them in that order. Shopping will never be the same.
I don't like that one. That's
Yeah.
probably my least favorite.
Buy or die.
Okay.
Doesn't
I
fit
mean,
what the movie is doing, but it's fun.
I still like it. I like it. It's very brief. And rhyming's always cute. Go for
We
it.
love a rhyme. Shop till you drop dead.
Best one so far.
Shopping mall, where they slash their prices and their customers.
Okay, that's the best one now.
I like that one. No,
Okay.
the best one is this one, I think, and it's the only one I've ever seen on a movie poster or a DVD cover, where shopping can cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, okay.
I like that one.
Yeah, that one's the best one. And that
Yeah.
was the one I'm familiar with too.
Yeah. I thought some of them were pretty fun.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely
They're
those last
ace.
few are great. Yeah. Okay, y'all, here we are. Boo scores. You want to go first?
I really enjoy this movie. Very silly fun. I was teetering between a 2.5 to 3. And I'll admit, going into this, I was like, I'm definitely going to give it a 2.5 because I was like, can I give this the same score as Scream 3? Because it feels kind of crazy. But given the inconsistency of how I score, I'm going to give it a 3. 3 booze.
I love that. This is a better movie than Scream 3.
Here we go. You have
Easy.
some very heated opinions about that.
You could literally watch this movie twice in the time it takes to watch Scream 3, and it's still more fun, more gore.
That's true.
You, I mean, yes, I like Parker Posey and the Core 3, but I know how this is going to use Scream 3 as this comparison.
They
You
definitely
introduced
listened
it.
to that.
This when it comes to 80s slashers, again, is a slasher, is it not? But I still lump it in. I'm gonna give it 3 booze as well. I was coming in anywhere between 2 and 3, and I was gonna see where the conversation takes us. Hell yeah, I'm right with you. 3 booze. This movie is a lot of fun for a number of reasons. Even if the kills aren't always great, the effects are. Lynn or Leslie's death is great. I also like I was really prepared. Again, it'd been a long time since I'd seen this, really long time. So when I was watching it a few times to prepare for this episode, I was really ready to like just cringe at some of the excess of it, you know, a lot of the misogyny, gratuitous nudity, all of that. But
It's
honestly, it's
86. Like, it fits the bill, but it's not as bad as a lot of the other ones out there.
it is way more tame than what I was anticipating, and I appreciate that. And yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I love a movie that takes place in one set, you know, where you have whether it's a haunted house or a mall or whatever, and they do just enough to kind of give you some sort of idea of where things are. And of course, the nostalgia of shopping malls as well. Yeah. And again, I like all these characters. I think everyone's really fun. I like them. I don't want to see them die. I like them, you
I
know?
know. I would have been curious to see how the evening would have went had they not been attacked by the killer robots. But
Yeah.
yeah, I completely agree. I think this is a really fun movie. And yeah, the more I've watched it, the more I enjoy it. Because I think the first time I saw it, I had never even heard of this movie before. And Cousin Vinny, who y'all have heard me talk about before, found the DVD at a random record store and was like, sent me a photo and was like, I found this and I feel like we need to watch it together immediately. And I was like, you're absolutely right. And we did.
Did you ever play the board game Mall Madness? It's a classic.
Yeah, that's great.
I remember wanting to play the shit out of that game, but fucking just, you know, gender roles, you know, they really try to hit that shit hard when you're a kid. And I was thinking that I was not allowed to play Mall Madness.
It was definitely aimed at a young female audience, and I didn't have that game. A friend had it. So, like, You know, it's always awkward when like a friend has something that like you're interested in playing and you play it once and they're like, "Eh," and I'm like, "No, that was a blast. Can we do this again?" And they're like, "No, fuck that game."
There was that one, and then I remember at a cousin's house playing a it's a Saved by the Bell board game that,
Yes.
yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Oh
Yes.
my God, so good.
Yeah, that was great.
And I just
The
want to be
'90s
a
cannot be beat for
oh
board games, late 80s to 90s. Oh, so many good ones and so many weird ones.
yeah, Don't Wake Daddy. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't like that one
Yeah.
bit.
With the
It's
premise,
terrible.
wasn't the premise of that game just that you had to quietly move about the house because if you woke up daddy, he would just fucking freak the fuck out?
Yeah.
Who came up with that game? What is their life? And who said, you know what? Yeah, kids are gonna have a blast with this.
Probably just some dad sick of his kid's shit. You know? And of course, I said it at the beginning, and I really cannot say it enough. This is one of the best scores in
It's
an
so
80s
good.
horror movie that I've ever heard. Oh my God, the music's so good, even when it gets sometimes especially tacky. I didn't say it then, but when it's just Allison and that like final girl score kicks in, fuck, I'm ready to run right through a fucking wall. I'm like ready there. I'm for it. I want to root for her. I want her to fucking fuck these robots the fuck up. And shit just pumps me up and I love it. And so, gosh, Chuck Cirino, who's done a lot of different scores, I'm seeing from a lot of independent horror movies. I'm curious to hear a lot of those and see how they match up against this one. But fuck, yeah, the music's so good.
I'll have to look into him. Yeah, because I always watch the credits or like just leave the credits on just to keep it going.
And that's what, if anything, was going to bump it up to a higher score. It was that. But like each time I've seen the movie, it was the three times that I watched this movie for this episode, it was two booze and two and a half booze and then three booze. Like, and who knows? Maybe if I keep watching this movie, it's going to be like a
It's gonna be a
five boo movie.
five-boo movie.
I don't know, but it's a lot of fun. And yeah, this movie kicks ass. Absolutely
Yeah.
recommend it.
A lot of people love this movie. Like,
Yeah.
there have been a couple times where I was like, "Oh, have you ever seen Chopping Mall?" And someone's like, "Oh, yes." Just like, wow, wasn't expecting that. But
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
it's great.
Okay, dang. Anything else you want to say about Chopping Mall?
No, I think it's fun. Definitely
But we,
watch it. Show it to other people. Spread the word.
let's clock out, close up shop, and get the fuck out of here before those
Grab your
security doors
badge.
close. Yeah, grab your badge and let's get out of here. All right, take care, everybody. 3, 2, 1, ghost.
Thanks for listening to our episode on Chopping Mall. If you enjoyed this episode, and maybe a few others, go ahead and leave us a killer review on whichever platform you listen to podcasts, and subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode posts. You can find us on Instagram at 321GhostPod and give us a follow to see what we have coming up and hit us up through comments or DMs. You can also shoot an email to 321GhostPod@gmail.com to share any questions, comments, or recommend a movie you'd like to hear us chat about. Next week, we're hopping back into our Scream series with Scream 6, where we'll share our final movie and killer rankings. Thanks again for listening, and remember, if a lightning storm is happening in Southern California, some supernatural spooky shit is happening. 3, 2, 1, ghost.